I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Never mind the protests. That's in essence what Chinese and Olympic officials said today. They vowed that the Olympic torch relay around the world and eventually within China will continue as planned. This, even as authorities in San Francisco were facing the latest round of protests along the torch's route. We begin our coverage with this report from The World's Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.
This was supposed to be the time when momentum and goodwill built toward the Beijing Olympics. But that was before Tibetan protests erupted last month with calls for Tibetan autonomy and a return of the Dalai Lama. This protest was today at Lebrong Monastery in Gansu. That's a Western Chinese province Tibetans say was historically theirs. These monks unfurled a Tibetan flag in front of a government-organized group of foreign reporters and called for the right to freely practice their religion. There have been other reports of sporadic Tibetan protests, including one in Sichuan province last weekend. A Tibet human rights group quotes an eyewitness saying more than 700 people gathered, armed police opened fire, 10 Tibetans were wounded, and some of the wounded weren't allowed to get medical treatment. Meanwhile, in Beijing, visiting Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, who's fluent in Chinese, gave a speech to students at Beijing University today that included this. He said, Australia recognizes China's sovereignty over Tibet, but it also recognizes there are human rights problems there, and it hopes they can be resolved peacefully through dialogue. That's not likely to win him any favors when he meets President Hu Jintao on Friday, and China is about to become Australia's top trading partner. Playing it safer was the Association of National Olympic Committees, which has been meeting this week in Beijing. Its president, Mario Vasquez Rania, said today that his initial draft statement was changed after discussion among National Olympic Committees to take out a reference to Tibet. He said it was pointed out that the reference interfered with the internal affairs of a country. So, a statement that had called for a fair and reasonable solution to the conflict that affects the Tibet region now reads, a fair and reasonable solution to the internal conflict for the benefit of the athletes and the games. Vasquez Rania said there may also need to be another kind of change on how the International Olympic Torch Relay is handled for future Olympics, possibly even for this one, if big protests continue. He said, we already have enough problems, so there's no need to add new ones. But the International Olympic Committee chief, Jacques Rogge, who's also in Beijing, today played down the possibility of altering or truncating the torch's journey. And Chinese officials insisted the torch relay will continue unaltered, including on its leg through Tibet. China's governor in Tibet, Changba Puncong, had a warning for anyone thinking of trying there what protesters have been doing in the West.
If there are any problems during the Olympic torch relay from Tibet to Mount Everest, if anyone dares to create any trouble, we will, without doubt, deal with those persons severely. We will not be merciful.
Many Tibetans say the Chinese government has hardly been merciful thus far. Since Tibetan protests started a month ago, thousands of Chinese troops and armed police have moved in, blocking almost all access to foreign journalists and observers. The Tibetan government in exile says at least 140 Tibetans have been killed in the crackdown, and hundreds, possibly thousands, detained. The Chinese government calls this an exaggeration. It says it's just been trying to restore peace after a handful of Tibetan hooligans went on a rampage. China's state-run media have even started talking about Tibetan terrorists and have raised the as-yet-unseen specter of Tibetan suicide bombers. Perhaps the idea is to arouse international empathy and understanding. Instead, China's crackdown has managed to upstage its own carefully planned Olympic torch rally and to raise anew the question of what kind of China is rising. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.